Shalom aleichem and welcome back to Ashirin Tzvasemes Parshas Karech Tavshin Peivav. We find that after Karech Va'adasi, come and complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, complain that Aaron HaKohen is chosen as the Kohen Gadol, complain that Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of Klal Yisrael, after they go ahead and complain, and this is my geifa, and they're wiped out. After all of that, the Rabbeinu Shem says it's still necessary to go ahead and to silence the inner complaints that are taking place amongst Klal Yisrael against Aaron HaKohen being chosen as the Kohen Gadol. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shem said it's time for a final test, to be able to show that Aaron HaKohen is the real chosen one, not by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the one that's chosen by the Rabbanu Shlalom. Says the Rabbanu Shlalom, what's going to be the test? What's going to be the sign to silence Klal Yisrael? Each one of the Nasiim need to go ahead and to take a staff. And on the staff, they write their name. And on the staff of Shevet Levi, write the name of Aaron HaKohen. Take all of the sticks, place them inside of the Ayal Moed, leave them there overnight. V'haya ish. Asher Efchar, the Rabbeinu Shem says, the one that I will choose, the one that I have chosen, Mateu Yifrach, his staff, will go ahead and will flower, and it will become clear to all of Klal Yisrael that Aaron HaKohen is the chosen one meant to be the Kohen Gadol, and it will silence all of the complaints of Klal Yisrael against Moshe Rabbeinu and against Aaron HaKohen. Frekta Heligas Vasemes, in a few places in the parsha of Be'ikar, in Tav Reish Samach Gimel, what exactly is this sign? It seems to be a very odd sign. This is the way that the Rabbeinu Shem is going to go ahead and to show that Aaron HaKohen is chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, the fact that his stick is going to grow these shkedim, these almonds on it. Why is that the way that the Rabbeinu Shem goes ahead and proves that Aaron HaKohen is the proper leader of Klal Yisrael by having a stick grow shkedim in it? Why is that the way? Why is that the way to silence Klal Yisrael's complaints against Aaron HaKohen? Zokta Heiligas Vasemes, Ha'inyan Shebezeh Shachich Plunas Bnei Yisrael. The reason why this is going to silence the complaints of Klal Yisrael, Shareilam Koyach Shal Aaron HaKohen. This wasn't just some simple sign that is it's obvious that only one of them grew shkedim and therefore it's obvious that he's the one that's a Kohen Gadol. Rather, says this Vasemes, it's going to silence the complaints of Klal Yisrael because this is the symbolism of the Milo of Aaron HaKohen and of what every true leader is supposed to look like. Says this Vasemes, you know what a true leader is? You know what a real great person is? Somebody who's capable of affecting all of those around them. Aaron HaKohen is Oivis Abrius, Umakar Velater, but says this Vasemes, it's not just people. Aaron HaKohen has the capability to be able to go ahead and affect everything around him in a positive way. The same way this Vasemes writes in Parshas Mitzorah, that we see from the parsha of Tsaras HaBayis, that a person's negative actions have the capability to affect not just himself, not just his body, but his clothing and even the physical home that he lives in, to be able to affect the stones of the house that he lives in, to be able to go ahead and negatively affect them by putting tsaras on them, says this Vasemes, Mida Toiva Meruba. A person who is living the proper way has the ability to be able to affect not just himself and not just the people around him, not just the humans around him, but to affect the animals around him, to affect the physical clothing and to affect the physical building of the house that he's living in. Says this Vasemes, Aaron HaKohen is chosen to be the leader because he has the ability to make everybody and everything around him grow in the greatest way possible. And therefore, if you can take a physical piece of wood, which is not connected to the ground anymore, and Aaron HaKohen's staff is able to go ahead and to flower, even in the Mata Eichelite, it's able to grow flowers, that is a raya, that Aaron HaKohen, that's the greatest proof that Aaron HaKohen is a true leader and a true great person because he has the ability to make everybody around him become elevated, everything around him become elevated and start to come alive. A true leader is somebody who's not just great in their own right, but a true leader is capable of going ahead and affecting everybody and everything around them. And therefore, says this Vasemes, is the greatest proof that Aaron HaKohen is the ultimate Kohen Gadol, is the ultimate Oivis Abrius, Umakar V'Latorah, is the fact that even a stick, even a physical stick that has the name of Aaron HaKohen begins to sprout. It begins to come alive because Aaron HaKohen has the ability to make everybody and everything come alive. Says this Vasemes, this is why we find an interesting halacha. If a Kohen goes ahead and a Kohen buys a slave, buys a physical Goyish slave, he buys a slave, that slave is capable of going ahead and eating truma. Yet we know that if a Yisrael, a proper Yisrael, a Yisrael who is obviously not related to a Kohen, a regular proper Yisrael goes ahead and eats truma, he goes ahead and the Zohar that eats it, he's going to go ahead and be chayav misa. Frektas Vasemes, how is it possible? Here you have a Kohen who goes ahead and buys a Goyish slave, and because he owns him, the slave is capable of eating truma, eating this holy food, and yet a Yisrael, a proper Yisrael who's been frum and been a Yid since the beginning of Matan Torah, can't go ahead and eat the truma. And if he does his chayav misa, how is it possible? The Goyish slave owned by the Kohen could eat, But the Yid, the next door neighbor to the Kohen, is not able to eat. And if he eats his Chayiv Misa, says this Fasemis, it's for the exact same reason that we just said. The Kohen's Kedusha is not only to affect himself. The Kohen's Kedusha is to affect himself and everything and everybody around him. Those things that are owned by the Kohen become part of the property of the Kohen, and therefore they're able to be elevated. And yes, this person was an Eved, and this person is an Eved, an Eved Kanani. Nevertheless, because he's owned by the Kohen's ability is to be able to go ahead and to be able to affect everything positively, to affect everything, to be able to elevate it. And if you're owned by the Kohen, even if you're a physical stick, or even if you're an Eved, you're able to go ahead and be elevated to a higher and greater status. Zar gets Misa. Why? Because the Zar is not owned by the Kohen, and therefore you can't go ahead and eat Truma. But an Eved who's owned by the Kohen, Kasper Shel Kohen, is able to go ahead and to eat Truma. Va'al Yedei Aaron Eskarvu Kol B'nei Yisrael. Says this Fasamis, this is the litmus test on what a true leader is. The one who's able to elevate everybody and everything around him. And therefore, the Baruch Hashem says, you want to know how to be able to prove that Aaron HaKohen is a true leader? Ish Asher Efcha, the one that I have chosen, is going to be Mateo Yifrach. Everything that's connected to him is going to start to flower, start to come alive. And that's the sign of a true leader. The one that makes the people around him and even the physical items around him start to go ahead and to become alive, because a true leader is somebody who's able to make everything sprout and everything be able to bring out their full potential. This is the sign of Aaron HaKohen. And as we said, this is the sign of every true leader. Somebody who's able to not only himself be in an elevated state, but be able to elevate and be able to go ahead and bring out the true potential of everybody and everything around them. Hashem should help. We should be zeiche to be connected to those people that help us become more elevated and bring out our true good. And Emet Hashem, do that for others as well. Be able to bring out their true good. Be able to recognize the ability of every single year to be able to go ahead and to elevate everything and everybody around them to a greater state. Emet Hashem, by all of us doing our proper job of Oyeves Habriyas, Makarvan L'Torah, B'zeiche to the Gula HaShlema. Have a great Shabbos.